Class 10, Biology, Topic Photosynthesis. Hello everybody. Today I will explain to you photosynthesis. Now what is photosynthesis? Photosynthesis is the anabolic process by which living plant cells containing chlorophyll produce food substances, that is glucose and starch, from carbon dioxide and water by using light energy. Plant release oxygen as a byproduct during photosynthesis. Now, what is the importance of photosynthesis? It provides food for all. Photosynthesis is ultimately the source of energy and food for all living beings, directly for plants and indirectly for animals. And second, it releases life-supporting gas, that is oxygen. Photosynthesis is the only biological process which releases oxygen into the atmosphere. No living being can remain alive without oxygen. Next, the vital or the most important factor necessary for photosynthesis is chlorophyll. Now, what is chlorophyll? It is the green colored pigment found in plants. It is contained in microscopic cell organelle called chloroplasts. Chloroplasts are minute oval bodies bounded by a double membrane, and their interior contains closely packed flattened sacs known as thylakoid, arranged in piles called grana, lying in a colorless ground substance or matrix called stroma. The pigment chlorophyll is contained in the walls of thylakoid. It is a highly complex substance composed of carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, and magnesium. Chloroplasts are mainly contained in the mesophyll cells located between the upper epidermis and lower epidermis of leaves. These are also found in the guard cells of stomata and in the outer layer of young green stems. Now, the diagrams, chloroplast and vertical section of leaf that are there in your book, you have to practice both and learn the labelings. These two diagrams very, very important. You will be surprised to know that there are 9 types of chlorophyll. 2 out of these, chlorophyll A and chlorophyll B, are best known and most abundant. Chlorophyll absorb light at both ends of the visible spectrum, blue and red light, and reflect away the green light, and that is why chlorophyll appears green. The absorbed blue and red lights are most effective for photosynthesis. Again, too much light destroys chlorophyll. Next, the process or the mechanism of photosynthesis. There are 2 main phases of photosynthesis. The first one, light dependent phase, also known as light reaction, and the second one is the dark phase or light independent phase. The light reaction occurs in 2 main steps. The first one, that is activation of chlorophyll. Here the chlorophyll on exposure to light energy becomes activated by absorbing photons. Now what is photon? It is the smallest unit of light energy. Second step, that is splitting of water. The absorbed energy is used in splitting the water molecule into its 2 components, that is hydrogen and oxygen, and releasing electrons. The reaction is known as photolysis, which means splitting by light. Photolysis is defined as the splitting of water molecules into hydrogen and oxygen in the presence of light and grana. The reaction that is given in your book regarding photolysis, you have to learn that. The hydrogen ions then picked up by a compound nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide phosphate, that is NADP, to form NADPH. The electrons are used in converting ADP, adenosine diphosphate, by adding 1 phosphate group to form ATP, that is adenosine triphosphate. This process is called phosphorylation, and since the energy used in this process comes from light, so the process is known as photophosphorylation. The light reaction, also known as photochemical phase, which occurs in the grana or thylakoid of chloroplast, whereas the dark phase or light independent phase occurs in the stroma or the matrix of chloroplast.